Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Daled. Last daf here in the third parak of Yerushalmi, Meseches Shabbos. And we are a couple lines up from the bottom as we talk about Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, as we talk more about issues relating to Muksa and Basis L'davar Ha'aser and Migu D'Eskatsoi. Once something is Muksa, then it remains Muksa. Little different elements. And we spoke about the Machlokas Tanaim the past couple of days. We spoke a little bit about Tanai yesterday, whether a Tanai would work if I would think about it. Again, Tanai reflects the idea that it, the focus is Hesach Hadas of the person. If somebody gets about the Chefza, then the Tanai, you know, shouldn't make a difference. But if the whole point of Muksa, the focus of Muksa is the Gavra, the Hesach Hadas, then Tanai would be more of a player in that regard. But again, we had a discussion yesterday whether within Rabbi Meir Shita would a Tanai work, and we mentioned other examples where Tanai might not work in certain halachic contexts, in terms of Tanai on a mitzvah, Tanai, we mentioned from Rebbe Chanan on actions where the chalos is memela, like basar b'chalav, like shchita, what about masla mashkasa b'torah? That's the sugya in Miseches Ksubis and Bamitzia and elsewhere. So that's in terms of Tanai. Okay, we're a couple lines up for the bottom. Talk more about different issues of Muksa. Rabbi Ba Bar Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Tarkus. Aslo taltalo. A tarkus is not allowed to be moved. What is a tarkus? Some type of large chest. Tarkus. If you look in the Mepharshim, we give different descriptions of what a Tarkus is. Rav Chaim Gadevsky says teva shel eitz, a big wooden chest. One of the allowed to be metaltel. Why his lashon is to be toch kovdo miyachid lo makom, because of its size and weight, one is miyachid makom, and you designate that it's not meant to be moved. So that's a tarkus. Aslo taltel hori. Rabbi Yami says mutter. No, it's allowed to be metaltel. If something is fancy and I have in mind that I'm not going to move it for anything other than its purpose, then it's called chesron kiss, right? And that post can talk about, even if it's not heavy, if I have a fancy picture on the wall and I only like to look at it, I wouldn't want it to be moved because maybe it might get damaged. That might be muksa machlis chesron kiss. But this is just for size. For size, Rabbi Yochanan says aser, Rabbi Ami says mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyah, chamilon metaltelin lei, go sidra ruba. Rav Yirmiya used to see them moving it, such a large item, in the great base medrash. Velohavi mamacha biyadon, and he wouldn't say anything. Which sounds like again, it is allowed to base. Stop there for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch in Shinches, right? Shinches is the siman about muksa. Shin Yudches is bishul. Shinches. There are 52 seifim in siman Shinches. Muksa is a large discussion. So the title of Shinches is Dvar Mamutar V'Asur Mutaltel B'Shabbos. Right, things that are mutar and asur. Right, the second half of this parak, which we're on the last daf, and then we'll have to take a break for Muksa until we get to the 17th parak. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. All Kelim can be moved on Shabbos. If it's a Kli, it can be moved. Chutz Mimuksa Machmas Chesor Kis. We're not going to read it. If you look here, there's a 20-line introduction that the Mishnah Berurah has to this siman. The first six lines of it is the Rambam that we know, the Rambam and the Ravid. That's more than half of his introduction. But Kol HaKelim, any kli that's called a kli is allowed to be moved except for Chesron Kis. Could go in Sakin Shel Shchita or Shel Mila, a fancy type of knife that you wouldn't use for anything else other than its purpose. Those are Aser, but everything else is Mutter. Afil Tzorach, Guvat Tzorach, Bakoma, Vachulu. Sif Beis, Kol kli, afilu hu gadol v'kaved harbe. Even if it's very big and very heavy, lon is batal shem kli mimenu, it's still a kli. It's shem kli wasn't removed. Lo mibnei gadol v'lo mibnei kovto. Not because of its weight and not because of its size. Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin even gadola v'kora gadola. Even if it's a large rock or board, if you designated it before Shabbos that you're going to use this, let's say it's a olive crusher, and it's a rock. But still, if that's what I use, that's what I use. Emiyesh tares kli aleha. Tahinu shem yuchadim latashmish shari lataltalon. Ube kli mutra afilu ein aragel lataltalon b'masachol. Even if you never use this, it's a kli. You saw it. You haven't used it in years. Doesn't matter. If it's a shame kli, it's you're allowed to be moved. Mikom makom lo amrinan b'prei kfeidusa hu koveya lo makom. Just because it's heavy, we don't say that you designated a spot. Umaksa oso midaito milatatzala, and you push separate it from your mind from being moving it. Right, and that's what Argamar says. Argamar says the ones that are matir. V'nira, the Mishnah Berurah adds, d'imbi imos hachol hu zoyer lahania mimkoma kideshlo tipaseid v'tiskalkel. If even during the week you are careful not to move it because you don't want it to get ruined, so then it gets into chesron kiss issues. V'as latatla, and then it would be asim matatel. Again, that's but if you do that during the week also. So that's what the Gemara says here. That Rav Ami says mutter and Yerbia wasn't moche. The base Rav Yanai Amrin. So according to some mafarshim, this is still talking about the Tarkus. We're going to go with the pshat of some of the mafarshim of Chayv Kanievsky here that this line really is about something other, different halacha muksa. The base Rav Yanai Amrin ad shlosha kikise until three like a chair mikan ve'ela kesulam. More than that, like a ladder. What is this referring to? So, we're talking about a ladder. How many rungs a ladder has, right? So if a ladder has up to three rungs, so then it is called a chair, so to speak. It's like a chair, and therefore you can move it. Samuksa. Mikan ve'ela. But if it's more than three rungs, it's a serious ladder, which when you put it down, it has more than three rungs, so then that's a kfias makom to the ladder, and therefore one would not be allowed to take it because that's, you know, its size would reflect that you're not planning to move it. So that's Rabbi Yanai's line. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says we're talking about the different size of a ladder, how many rungs a ladder has. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun. But now getting back to the Tarkos. Getting back to the Tarkos, this big chest. So you can move it. Okay, where are you moving it? Most floors in the days of old were dirt floors. So you're moving this very large chest, mistama, you're dragging it, right? It's not so light. So if you're dragging it, and the Gemara says that you're allowed, according to these mafarshim, these, shitas, you're allowed to move it. So Mayan Dashari, the one who says that you're allowed to drag it, Rabbi Shimon, it must be like Rabbi Shimon shita. Who says, the classic case of Davar Shena Miskavein, Titani lo yagur, Adam esamita, a person is not allowed to drag a bed, vesakis, vesasafsal, a chair or a bench, vesakatedra, vibratio sachritz, but the Tanakhava says, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you can drag a heavy chair, bench, vechulu, on a dirt floor because that's going to make a ridge, that's going to make a hole, Rabbi Shimon's matir, because he says it is a davershed miskavit, is mutter, that is not included in a definition of meleches machsheves, of thought out expert work, and therefore, since it might not happen, it's going to be mutter. And again, the Gemara is assuming, if we want to put the Yerushalmi with the Bavli, the Gemara is assuming that this is not a case of psikresha. It's not a case of psikresha, because then the Gemara says numerous times, Moder of Shimon psikresha. Shimon admit psikresha, if it's for sure going to happen, that's not called Avashayna Miskavin. That's psikresha, as we spoke about in the last year, I think, and therefore it would be Aser B'chalofan. So the fact that it says mutter here must be that it's not a psikresha. We did mention that there is some evidence that maybe the Yerushalmi argues with the Bavli. Maybe Reb Shimon would agree by a psikresha de lo nichalei. Right? If it's a psikresha that I don't want the result of the other malacha, maybe that's mutter, according to Reb Shimon. Not only Aser D'Rabbanan. Okay, but it's similar to say that it is not a psikresha. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba, Rishem, Rabbi Chuna, Rabbi Chagai, Rishem, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yossi, Rishem, Rabbi Ila. Or one of these. Mod of Chachav, Rabbi Shimon. Rechavim would agree the next four lines we already had a couple of days ago. The Chachamim, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, would agree to Rabbi Shimon. Bekise, Shiragla, Mishukos, Petit, Shemutu, Lataltlo. You're not allowed to drag a bench according to the Tanakhama to make a ridge. But if you already have holes, let's say you have a chair that whose legs are in the ground already, it's in the mud. So says the Gemara, that according to everyone, you could pick that up out of the ground. Because you're not making any new holes. Just the holes are there, you're just removing the chair so the holes become revealed. But that's not a malacha on Shabbos. Kamad tamer mutal taltalo, v'dechvasi mutal achziro. And just like we say, it's mutter to take that out, take the chair out, you're allowed to put it back in as well. That is not a malacha. Not filling a hole with chair legs is not a malacha on Shabbos. Amar Reb Yossi, and again, we had these couple of lines earlier. Amar Reb Yossi, Afanan Amitanina, we also learned in the Mishnah Kalim. That I remember the Mishnah Kalim spoke about, Kilayim, spoke about if one has some vegetables, you want to keep them cool. So what do? You put them in the ground. And even if they start taking a little bit of roots, so the Mishnah says, what's the halacha for Kilayim? What's the halacha for Shabbos? What's the halacha for Tumah? So the Mishnah there says, Nitalim b'Shabbos. You could pick it up on Shabbos. So why do you pick it up? You're going to leave a hole. It must be that leaving a hole, according to everyone, is going to be allowed. And the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yossi Barbu and Rabbi Shimini. Who says that's a raya, that everybody holds that's mutter? Maybe that Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Shita. And the Rabbanan slash Rabbi Yehuda, they would answer revealing a hole. So who says that would be allowed? So don't bring me a raya from that Mishnah that everybody would agree. So the Gemara says, and even so, I'll bring you a raya that maybe not everybody agrees. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, we skipped that. Masisa Amarkein, we have another Mishnah, the Mishnah in Beitza, that seems to say that it is us or why, because the Mishnah only allows, and this Lechor is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah only allows something less. Right, all kalim are not allowed to be dragged, except for a wagon. We said because that doesn't make a ridge; that just pushes down the ground. Right, pushes down koveshes. So that's the only thing that's mutter. But let's say taking something out of holes that are already there would not be allowed, and therefore there's no raya that the rabbanan would agree in that case. Period. Good. Finishing up this section, Rav Chuna b'shem Rebbe. So now getting back to the chilik we made earlier. The chiluk of the Beis Rabbi Yane made a distinction between a ladder with three rungs and a ladder with two rungs. Three rungs, we said, that could still be called a chair, and therefore you can move it. It has the status of a shame kli that you can move on Shabbos. But if it has more than three rungs, that's too serious of a ladder. There's different categories of ladders, as the Mishnayos describe also in Bava Basra, and therefore it would not be able to be moved. Rav Chuna b'shem Rebbe, Lenin Shabbos is Amrs. We said, Rav Chuna b'shem Rebbe says, this chilek between three and four rungs was said regarding Shabbos. So as we just explained, said regarding Shabbos regarding issues of, muksa. Chizkiya b'shem de Beis Rabbi Yanai, Lenin Chazakas is Amrs. No. It was said, this chilek of between different types of ladders was said regarding inyanim of Cheskas Tashmishim or Cheskas Nizakin. If I put a ladder down in your property, so do I say that, oh, if you don't say anything, if you're not moche, so then you've basically given me the rights, and if after a certain amount of time you don't complain about it, then I have these rights forever, and you can't change your mind. That's the sugi of the third paragraph of Masechet Bava Basra called Chazaka. Not Chazaka, Kinyan Chazaka, but Chazaka in terms of behavior. So let's say Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If I squat on your land for 3 years, and you don't protest, so all of a sudden that becomes mine, if I can explain how I got it. It's called Chazaka Shieishi Mataina. So if I can explain how I got it, you sold it to me, you gave it to me, and after 3 years, the Gemara says that I'm not required and assumed to hold on to my shtaris after 3 years. Every 3 years I clean out. And therefore, if you didn't protest and I sat here, so then that basically creates a Chazaka for me. A lot of lumdus, how much is it the squatting, how much is it the lack of macha'a, but also regarding different types of ladders. If there's a very serious, big ladder that I put somewhere and you don't complain about it for a certain amount of time, so then that is ksirta chazaka. So if it's a ladder that has, more, right, than three, bikan ve'ela kasulam, but up until three, so then it's ksirta a smaller ladder, and then if I don't complain about it, that's not, because it's a small ladder, and therefore, I don't have to complain about it. If you look again, Rechaim Kanievsky, Da'ad Gimel Ovi Cheskas Tashmishin. This is called the Schug of Cheskas Tashmishin. Rashbam talks about, do you need 3 years for this, or even less than that? Because, to squat, you might need 3 years, but Cheskas Tashmishin is usage. So he says, up till three, Lo Avi Cheskas Tashmishin. Im Hotzi Sulam Bechatzer Chaveiro. V'chei Chaninu. And that's what we learned. He quotes the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Nun Ches. Sulam HaMitzri Ein Lo Chazaka. Ulitzuri Yesh Lo Chazaka. Right? Different types of ladders. And the Gemara explains there between three or four rungs how big of a ladder it is. So either this chiluk is said about Shabbos, or it's said about Chazakos. Rabbi Yossi Bishum, the base Rabbi Yana, he said Rabbi Yana said it about this. La'inyin, Tumah is Amris. It's said regarding Tumah. What kind of Tumah? We're talking about here, Tumas Medris. Tumah of sitting on or being on. What does that mean? That's the sugya of Zav and Zava and other people that are Tameh like these Zav and Zava. What's unique about Zav and Zava of Medrash? Medrash means a Zav or a Zava, they sit on a chair, they sit on a couch, they sit on anything that's normally sat on. So there's a Chiddush in the Din D'Oraisa. It's one of the exceptions, only one or two exceptions like this. Usually Tumah is transferred down. An Ava Tumah that touches something, it makes it into a Rishon. A Rishon touches something, it makes it into a Sheni. Sheni makes a Shlishi for Truma and Kachim. Shlishi makes a Ravi for Kachim. So no, Tumah always transfers down. There are one or two exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. If a Zav, who is an Ava Tumah himself, a Zav is a man who has some type of emission, that is an illness. It's not Shefazera. It's some type of illness of something coming out. Or a woman has a Zava. Right, also, that's not nita, that's not normal, not just the regular cycle. So we're not exactly sure what Zav and Zava is today. But either way, the halacha is Zava or Zava become Tameh. They're Avatoma. If a Zav sits on a chair, that chair becomes an Avatoma. Right? Does not go down. Could not go down. It stays the same level. Right? That's the Mishkav Azav, Medris Azav, Merkav Azav. If it's a saddle on a animal that's normally sat on, or a chair, or a couch, or a pillow. All of those become Mishkav Azav, and that is also that is Ava Tumah does not go down. So what is going on here? Linyan Tumah is Amris. What does that mean? So if it's a ladder that's only up until three rungs, so then you could sit on that. So it's normally sat on. I don't know, imagine like a step stool that has three rungs. So you sit on that. If it's like five rungs, that's not a chair. That's not normally sat on. And the halacha is, if a Zav sits on something not normally sat on, then it's just regular tumah. It goes down one. If a Zav sits on a cup, so then the cup is a rishon, right? Only something that's normally sat on. So a smaller ladder could be viewed as a kisei, and therefore it is the same level as the Zav. Rav Soloveitchik gave the lundus But why does it not go down a level? Why is it only across? Why does it not go down? So he suggested that usually the tumah is transferred. There is a mitame and a nitma. Item A is the mitame. It's the active one that's transmitting the tumah. And then there's the nitma, the thing that becomes tame. Mitame and nitma. That's how usually tumah transfers. And that's why it goes from A to, it goes down. But maybe the chiddush or mishkav azav is that the tumah is not transferred. All the zav does is magdir. The zav, when the zav sits on a chair, the chair is now labeled as mishkav azav. It's a zav's chair. It didn't become tumah from the zav. All the zav did was make that into a zav's chair. So a zav's chair, that's tumah from the Torah. That's a source of avatumah. Right? Just like if you have a dead rodent. Who made that dead rodent tumah? Nothing made it tumah. It is tumah. The Torah lists off 20 things that are avos ha-tumah that are tumah. Not that they became tumah from anybody. Right? Who made the zav tumah? The zav. A zav is tumah. So too, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, when a zav, you know why it doesn't go down a level? Because a zav is not being mitameh yet. A zav is just being magdir. A zav creates the status of a mishkav azav. Mishkav Azav, and what is a Mishkav Azav? What is a Merkav Azav? That Mishkav Azav, the Torah says, is an Avatumah. And therefore, it is Tame, it doesn't go down a level. And there are other rayas to this as well, that it's a certain status that Azav is Magdir, and it's not Matame. There's a Rashi that Tosfos doesn't like, the Rashi in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says that if somebody steals, well, this is how Rashi understands it, I think it's around on Daf Samach Vav or so. Where is it? Samach Vav and Beis. Yeah, Samach Vav and Beis. The Gemara says, Mishkavo v'lo agazel. Mishkav Azav, but not if it's stolen. Not if it's stolen. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, you know what that means? If I steal your pillow and I'm a Zav and I sit on it, it's not Tamei. Wow. That's what Rashi says. Lo tiyatha mishkav agazel, she'eno nasa avatum, lo tamei adam. Tosa says, that's not what it means. No, there's a different pshat. What do you mean? That's a Mishkav Azav, right? Says Rashi. Mashi mitoper shakunchish. Shor salomer Mishkav gomor shel chaveiro im gazlo ein matami Mishkav. The gzeras hakasavu. V'zeh tema. Tosa says I don't. That's not true. If you're a zav and you sit on your friend's pillow, it becomes tame. It's like pouring milk into their chicken soup, right? It's a mitzius. So Rav Soloveitchik felt that maybe that Rashi is also, if you say it's more of a halachic transferring of status, not just a matame. then maybe you could say that if it's not mine, and I can't be magdir your pillow. Can't be magdir your pillow. So that's in terms of tumah. So 3 days in the Gemara, this chiluk of 3 and 4 by the ladder, is it said regarding Shabbos, chazakus, or tumah? We continue. Rav Acha bar Chinna Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, menorah ketana mutar l'taltala. If you have a little lamp, it's mutar to be metaltel. Mutar to be metaltel, that's not muksa. If you have a little lamp, that's not lit, obviously. V'lo klihu, v'lo kol ma shebebayis menemuchanu. What's the chiddush of that? Right? It's a kli. Right? Any kli in the house is muchan. Of course you're allowed to move it. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Bun, tipater shalacha imo l'schora. The chiddush is, maybe even if you were, you put it aside because you wanted to sell it. Oshabas erev Shabbos im chashecha. Or you just got it right before Shabbos. You didn't even know you had it. Somebody gave it to you as a present. So from there, right, so you might have thought those are muksa because you didn't think about it. You were thinking that maybe to sell it. You just got it before Shabbos. So velo Shabbos mina klum. So the question is, what do those 4 words mean? So one way to understand that is that's why the Rabbi Yochanan says mutar l'taltala, because I didn't know from those that would be mutter, maybe those would be usser. This phrase might also be going on the previous phrase. You got it right before Shabbos and you didn't know about it beforehand. You didn't know it was coming. So different pshatim had to read that last line before the Mishnah. Good. Halacha ches, last Mishnah here in Kira. One is allowed, even though we said earlier, you're not allowed to put a kli under oil that is dripping, because that oil is muksa from the candle, from the nair, and therefore you're making that bowl muksa. And we said, asu levatel kli mehechano, either because of soser or bonet, remember the two Rashis. But here the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put a bowl under a candle to catch sparks that are coming out. You can't put water in it, but you can't put water in the bowl, because then right when the spark hits the water, it's going to go out, and that we'll see is called Gram Kibui. So Gemara says, wait a minute, what's the difference between this and the previous Mishnah? Ha cha at amar, take out the ein. Here we say, nosen kli tachaser lekabonitzotzos. Here you can put the bowl under the, to catch the sparks. But you can't put water in there. Okay, that's not the important part right now. So our Mishnah says you're allowed to put it under the sparks. The hachad over here, we had earlier back on Daf Laman Aleph, at Omar, we said, you can't put it under the candles. What's the difference? Why in the previous Mishnah, you're not allowed to catch the oil, but you're allowed to catch the sparks. So the Gemara answers here, do you want the oil or do you not want the nitzotzos? If you want the oil, yitzorech with the oil. So then, that's why it's going to become muksa, because you care about the oil. You want it to be caught. And therefore, it becomes your mevatel kli. Your mevatel kli meichanu. Here, you don't want the nitzotzos. Then you don't want the nitzotzos. What does that mean? That means, says the Karbana Eda, sheyachol anar minakli. You're not going to keep the oil in there, which happens to be muksa, right? The sparks are going in, and let's say it's like a case of, not shocheach, but you don't want this bowl to become a bussis, because you're not interested in these sparks. You'll spill it out. You move the muksa independently. Okay, that's one way. If you look in the Bavli has a different way of understanding, ein lo tzorech benitzotzos. Right? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, if you look at the Pnei Moshe here, the Pnei Moshe says, what does it mean, the first white line? Ein lo tzorech benitzotzos, lefi she'ein behem mamish, v'lavi mevat akli me'echana. He says, you know what ein lo tzorech means? It means there's no mamashas there. They're not tangible. Right when a spark hits, it disappears. It's not that it's ein lo tzorech, but they don't exist. So the Ar HaYashar, so one of the Achronim in the back point out, that's what the Bavli says. But that sounds like different. He says the Pnei Moshe puts it in here and wants to make no stira. Right, ein lo tzorach and yesh lo tzorach. So he put the pshat of the Bavli into the Yerushalmi. He says, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's what the Yerushalmi means, and if that's true, that it's not that what it means. Then we have a stira, not a stira, just two different deis. He says, miloshen zeh mashba demay lo tzorach benitzotzos. From the language of the Yerushalmi, it sounds like if you wanted the nitzotzos, haya aser kemo gabi shemen avol bebavli shili pirkin kama nitzotzos ein mem mamish. Pirsh Rashi, Mishakabu Mutalitlan. Ulafiza Filu Havilit Sarkni Sos is Mutter. Even if you would want them for some reason, even though there's nothing that exists. ubepnei Moshe ein lo tzar v'chulu umashpe sheratzal lahashvo sugya de bavli im sugya de hacha v'imashakas safti harin kesosos v'zarachiyim. Well, Ari Yosher does not think that they're the same thing, but the Pnei Moshe tries to put it all together. Good. So the Mishnah said, you can't put water in the bowl that's going to catch the sparks because that will be extinguishing. This then would reflect Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi later on in our Masechta says that gram kibui is usser. If there is a little fire, and are you allowed to put water or kadim, barrels of water around the fires, that when the fire gets there, the heat will make the barrels, bottles smash and explode, and then the water will fall in the fire and we'll put it out. So the Mishnah there quotes a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says gram kibui is usser. You can't extinguish in an indirect way either on Shabbos. That's what you're doing here. You're putting water in the bowls. This Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi, and now Rabbi Yossi the Amora says, Havid and Savin Memer, we thought, Mapligan Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, just reading the Mishnah later on, I thought, you know what the machlokas is between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan? Bishasa Mechisa Shalkalim. If you, as I described, if you have these barrels that are going to explode when the fire comes, that's where there's a machlokas. Aval masa mechitzah shamayim lo, but if you actually poured water around the circle, then even the Rabbana would agree that's usser. That's what I would have thought. But what's going on here? Our mishnah is about mamish water. So the fact that the Gemara says here, this mishnah must only be Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbana, the Rabbana would mati here too. So it must be, min man damar, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Zeira. To Rabbi Yossi, the fact that our mishnah is said, oh, this is Rabbi Yossi, hada amre, it must be, afilu asa mechitza shamayim, mimachlokas. It must be the Rabbana would say that's mutter too, even if it's just water and not in kalim. Fine. Gram kibui, machlokas. Hadra lach pera kira. Kira, again, first half was about issues of Shehi and Achzara. Second half is Muksa. Now we get into the fourth parak. Bameh tomnim uvameim tomnim. What are you allowed to insulate with? So we will see that insulation, Hatmana, is asur before Shabbos and on Shabbos, right? Shehiya was, if you remember, how you leave stuff on the fire before Shabbos. Achzara is, how do you put stuff on the fire on a heat source on Shabbos. Hatmana is both. There's Hatmana. There's an Isser Durabanan of insulation before Shabbos, and Isser Durabanan of insulation on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, the only Isser of insulation is putting something, wrapping something on what's called a Dovar Hamosif Hevel, something that it adds heat, but something that just sustains heat, Ma'amid Hevel, that's Mutter. On Shabbos, you can't even insulate even a Dovar Hama'amid Hevel. So we will see the different deus, and many, many different factors in regarding Hatmana. The Tosfos and the other Rishonim note that Hatmana, I'll read it from the Rashba, that Hatmana applies even by something fully cooked, which makes it more chamor than Shehiya. More chamor than Shehiya. Because remember we said Shehiya, if something is even a third or a quarter, half cooked, we said according to Hanani it's mutter. According to the Rabbanan, even once it's mavusha called tzarcho. But the first Rashba here in the fourth parak, he quotes the Rashbam, who says it only applies by something that's not fully cooked. But he quotes that most Rishonim argue. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yitzchak Azakein, lo hodilo, mishum the stam kezeros, bein hashvashim mavushalos. Stam kezeros, most pots, as Shabbos starts, are fully cooked boiling hot. And therefore, and there's an issur of insulation. Ubistam kederos igaluk mimas nisan. And therefore you see it applies even if it's fully cooked. Yodi shlomar. Vili yesh chilik ba'atmana kemo b'shehiya. If there would be such a distinction between fully cooked and not fully cooked by atmana, hayalem labali gemar lafar shein yikach. They should have said it. Vayalem lach lokein. Ela shein ba'atmana chilik klal. It must be there's no chilik between by atmana. Even something fully cooked is going to be subject to the isser of insulation of hatmana, as we will see. So, b'me tomrim v'me eim tomrim. So, what are you allowed to be insulate in and what not? Eim tomrim, lo b'gav, lo b'zev, lo b'melech, lo b'sid. You're not allowed to insulate in all of these items that are considered mosif hevel. They add heat. The psoles of the olives and the certain types of salt, v'sid and lime, lo b'chol and sand, bein lachem and yevashim, whether they're dry or moist. Either way, because these add heat. Lo b'tevev, lo b'mochin, lo b'zugin. But these items, straw and other types of materials, v'lo basavim, or reeds, v'zachein lachem. When they are moist, they add heat. So that's why they're usher. Aval tamen emekshen yevashim. But if they're dry, so then one would be able to, because that doesn't add heat. Tamen bixuzim averis makan veyona. One is allowed to wrap in garments or fruit or kanfeyona, wings of doves, ubanarish shel pishtan, ubanarish shel charash and daka. All of those are allowed. One is allowed to be matzah benin, as we'll see, because those don't really keep the heat too well. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'daka matzah b'gas. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. He asers in the sawdust, the naores shel charash and daka, the thin but not the thick. So Gemara is going to talk about each of these as we get into it. One more line. What's the reason? What's the reason for atmana? So the Gemara here has a line which again seems to be different than what it says in the Bavli. Why are you not allowed to insulate? Again, what does that mean? Wrapping tightly. We'll see, it has to be tightly. Wrapping tightly, and then leaving it for before Shabbos. Because these items, if you wrap it, if something is wrapped, these materials are very hot and they cause everything that it's wrapped in it, it causes it to be hot. So you know what we're worried about? You're going to worry that it's burning. So who knows, Lon? Right before Shabbos, whatever it is, or even on Shabbos, you might take it out because you want to cool it down. V'hein tashim tach l'toch yado. It'll cool off. Umach ziran, and then you're going to put it back into the insulation. V'hein mosifin resicha, and it's going to cause it to get boiling hot again. L'fichach asul, and then you might come to stoke. L'fichach asul litvo mahem. And that's why it's usher to be, insulate, because of this chash of it going out and then going back in. If you look in the Bavli, Daflam and Dalid, there's two days there. The second one might be what this Yerushalmi says. That's how the Rambam seems to understand it. But the first day there is Shabbi Yechata. A plane straight out. You might come to Stoke, and that would be, similar to Shehiya, but that would be a different, focus. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue in Bamet Tomnim next time.